who we can't forget. John Sinclair, a nice song he called Nadine. John Sinclair, now he, the words he sent back home from prison are changed a bit. They're for the weather underground, and especially Sister Bernadine Dorn. It's called Bernadine. All right. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a knocking at my door. Saw a little pony, did you see it down before? Put on a chain and a ribbon on my back. Got the sister father, I've been till I'm back on the scene. With me, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Well, it's gonna have mercy. There we are. It's good to meet y'all. It's good to see y'all. It's good to see all these folks hitting together for John Sinclair. Let's introduce ourselves on guitar, Mr. Bob Rasmussen. On drums, Scott Bailey. On bass guitars, Mr. Gary Rasmussen. My name is Frank Bach. It's always inspired by the Detroit Street Riots, 1970. It's called Do the Sun Dance. Thank you. Much more time. Excuse me. We got to. Turn on the bed. Oh, turn it on. Say we know what John Sinclair is up at Jackson Prison and Jackson Prison. And he's got his radio on. He's listening to all of us right now. We got something we want to say directly to John. Directly to John. And something that we hope you can join us in so we can all get together and say something right to John. All right, John. I hope we see you soon. This one's for you. together. Say how it feels. They don't even want to get together with everybody and say how it feels about John St. Clair. Keep it plain and simple. Three words.
Found out that John's listening to this right now. He's got the radio on, and all the prisoners are allowed to listen to ABX tonight, so they can hear you, and they can hear what's going on here. John! Free John!
I don't know where I was, everybody was.
All right, free John now!
Happy to be here tonight with you and to be a part of the Free John movement. I think that that judge must have been drunk to give a man 10 years for two smokes. I think in what has happened to John Sinclair, we see what is happening all over the country. That as soon as a political activist begins to question the economic system in which we live, a man is going to get busted. And they're going to try to do it in one way or another. And that is why John Sinclair is in prison. He is a political prisoner. And we have to get behind all the political prisoners in this country, because one day the CIA and the government is going to come knocking on our doors, and we're going to find ourselves behind those same prison bars. Now, make no bones about it, this country is in as bad a shape today as Germany was at the time of the rise of Nazism. And what allowed Nazism to rise in Germany
was the fact that good people were quiet and said nothing. Now today in this country, Richard Nixon is killing as many Indonesians as Hitler killed Jews. And here in the United States, we can no longer point back at Nazi Germany and say, look what happened there. What happened there is happening here and now. And what we have to do, I think this coming semester more than anything else, is get involved in the political process. And we can talk about this capitalistic system and how sick and corrupt it is, and it is. It's exploiting people all over the world, not only in Indochina, but in South America, in Greece, and all over the world. And that same kind of exploitation that's evident all over the world is also evident within the ghettos of our cities. And we have to talk about the political exploitation in this country. And we need a new system. We need some kind of socialism that says that a man should be able to get medical attention without having to pay for it.
About a woman.
We need some kind of system that does not make the dollar bill Almighty God. But one thing we have to do, and that is evict Richard Nixon. You know, we can analyze the political process, but we can't get to that point where we say, to hell with voting. We need to register to vote, and we need everyone in this room to get involved in getting other people registered to vote so that we can evict Nixon from office. And we've got to go to San Diego in August. That's true. But more than anything else, we've got to get people registered to vote, and we've got to get Nixon out of office. I see a little hope here tonight. Because I've been around the country, and I've been around in a lot of college campuses, and there's a kind of apathy present. But here, at Michigan, we see a kind of resurrection tonight. And maybe what we need is a kind of troop to go around with this kind of revolutionary music and revolutionary speakers to hit all the campuses throughout the country so that we can arouse the people about the necessity and about what is going on in Washington. So I'm here, and I'm glad to be here tonight to be part of the Free John Sinclair movement. Just another political prisoner like Angela Davis and so many others. But more than anything else, let's not let what is happening here die tonight. When you leave this auditorium or whatever this is, remember to go forth and to get involved in the political process and get Nixon the hell out of the White House. Thank you. Young lady from Columbia Records liberated a bunch of Dylan singles and albums.
I was criticized too. Yeah, that's criticized. That's what you want.
Ooh, ooh. Sorry, that's all there was. But if anyone else has anything they want to give away, just throw it out into the crowd. Sorry. Coming up right now.
Okay. There's a sister out here that used to teach at Forsyth, and she got fired because of her politics. Her name is Rebecca A. Vanderhorst. She got fired from Forsyth. And if anybody here goes to Forsyth, or even if not, the reason that she got fired from Forsyth is because they were trying to, as they always do, to program everybody's minds that's in school. You know, they give you something to do so that you don't try to figure out what else you can do. So,
thank you.
Anyway, thank you. Just trying to help these young brothers and sisters in Forsyth Junior High School.
Okay, I guess we're on. Lenny, I can't think of too many things to ask you, except that I know that you've worked hard toward the ultimate goal of seeing John free and out of jail. Do you think this is going to be an important step in bringing that to reality?
Yeah, I really think that this is the most significant event that happened since John was still sentenced in 1969. Certainly, I think this is a really incredible occurrence that brings together such really various elements of our culture, you know, like Bobby Seale and John Lennon and all these bands. It's really something like that has never happened before, you know, and all in support of John. I think that all this energy has to have some effect on the people who are responsible for keeping John in prison. They're trying to say that it's only, that John has only a handful of followers who are all crazy dope fiends and freaks who are no good. Now they'll have to, you know, conciliate that with the fact that there's over 15,000 people here tonight, and that there would have been a lot more if they had been able to get tickets.
I wonder about the possibilities of U of M Stadium.
I don't know. I would think that if this was summer and if we had about 2 months to organize it instead of 8 days, then we could have built the football stadium here. You know, that's just incredible that, I mean, they know how many young people there are that support John and that support the legalization of marijuana. And there's no way that, you know, that they can deny it anymore after this event.
No way they can continue to ignore it.
Right. I think through our work in part, after about 4 or 5 years of working on it, they finally changed the marijuana laws, you know, to at least made them more lenient, which we've been advocating, you know, since...
It's far out. When do you see the dope smoking celebration that we're going to have when John Sinclair is released back to our community?
Monday.
When's this?
You know, there are a lot of deluded officials in the state of Michigan who think that day is far off.
Where's the dope?
The officials tell us that John Sinclair will be cooled out until November 1975, at least. But there are 15,000 of us here tonight who have another idea. And that idea is to build in this state a people's movement that is so massive, so powerful, so militant, that the politicians today who want to see John in jail tomorrow will be rushing forward the gas. Free John now.
He sounds like rabbits.
All
rushing forward the gas.
All the legal avenues for John have now been exhausted. And it becomes clear out of an event like tonight, and the reason the event was called tonight, that an altogether different direction must now be taken for John. There's an election year coming up, and pretty soon all the politicians will be crisscrossing this state trying to round up and win over what they call the youth vote. All the politicians are agreed that the youth vote is the big unknown factor in this election. Well, let's clear up the confusion for the politicians by announcing how the youth vote will be delivered in the state of Michigan. Any politician who can't yell loud and clear, "Free John now," is going to get the youth vote delivered in his office, delivered on his lawn, delivered in his church, and delivered in his mouth anywhere he speaks anytime in the state of Michigan. Dig it. And these Julius Hoffman judges that you have out here, if they can't get a little more respect for the Constitution, then let it be known that this event is just the beginning. We intend to try to get every freak in this country to pour into this state so that we can mayday the Michigan Supreme Court. The truth is that we know how important it is that John be set out. set free. It's important any time there's a precious human being who has committed his very breath to building a new nation and a new people in this death culture country of ours. We need John out so that we can begin ourselves to build the strength that is required to tear apart the boulders and steel bar jails that suffocate thousands and thousands of our sisters and brothers who should be set free. We need John. We need John to help us begin to find new ways to free ourselves from this sexist, racist, ego, money-chasing, imperialist culture, so that we might be allowed to discover ourselves and get about the purposes of life. We need John. But perhaps most of all, we need John to remind us of something that the people who run this country are trying very hard to get us to forget. That all this time that John Sinclair has been in jail because of his opposition to the government, that government has dropped 2.5 Hiroshimas a week, every week since July 1969 when John was in prison. And all that time, Richard Nixon was trumpeting, "The war is winding down." Imagine a president running out the most vicious and deceptive public relations campaign in history, rooted into the most racist underpinnings of this culture, that if white American soldiers are coming home, it matters not that Asians are losing their lives in ever greater numbers because of an automated battlefield and a higher level of aerial bombardment. We need John to help us rise up like a hurricane to sweep this man Nixon and his war makers into the sea. John's freedom depends on us. John's freedom depends on the fact that we won't allow this rally to end here. But the energy that has been created here has got to go out into the streets and communities of this state. We may have to do this thing every week, only next time we get together, let it be in the streets of Lansing, Michigan.
Our follow-up was certainly upstaged by the Supreme Court.
The main purpose of tonight to help us remember once again is to indicate our intentions to the state of Michigan to do everything that is required.
I bet that scared the
shit out of free John now. I don't know that that's been made crystal clear. And perhaps right now we might just get ourselves going a singing chorus to free John now. We need a human sound explosion to free John now. Let it be heard all the way to Lansing and back to free John now. Let John Sinclair himself know, and his partner Lenny, and his brother David, and his daughter Celia and Sunny, and his mother Elsa, and his family, his whole beautiful family, know that we have come together tonight because we need to free John now. Free John now. Free John now. Free John now! Free John now! Free John now! Louder! Free John now! Louder! Louder! Alright!
Yeah, here.
Alright!
This is a.
I think
that's a. From the trial. We don't need that, so we got transcripts.
Did you hear it? Up
to John now! Free John now! Free John now! Louder! Free John now! Louder! Louder! Alright! Alright! Right on! Right on! Beautiful. Thank you. What's really far out is that just about a year ago, a little over a year ago, Rennie Davis was in jail in Chicago. I'm sure you remember that. Four of those brothers are here tonight that were in jail for the conspiracy trials for conspiring to upset the Democratic Party in 1968. Rennie Davis was in jail. Jerry Rubin was in jail. Bobby Seale was in jail. And it was rallies like this that got them out, and it's gatherings like this that are going to get John out. I want to introduce one more person from the conspiracy trial. Dave Dellinger.
Right on. Rennie's an easy act to follow because he sets up good vibes. I want to state very briefly and very simply why I came here tonight. I came here tonight, and so did a lot of other people, because we love John Sinclair. We came here because we love John Sinclair, and we love Lenny, and we love David, and we love Pun Plamondon and Jeannie and a lot of other Rainbow Coalition people. That's the simplest and most basic reason for being here tonight. But secondly, I'm here tonight because a colossal injustice has taken place with John in jail all that time, and if it weren't for meetings like this, all that time still to go. I can tell you that there came a day in Judge Hoffman's courtroom in Chicago when we had made application to have John Sinclair to come as one of our beloved witnesses at that trial. And because he was in jail, we had to get the permission of the judge. And the judge was more ignorant about a lot of things, not always wrong-headed, sometimes just plain damn fool ignorant, more so than a lot of people might realize. And he didn't apparently know who John Sinclair was. But anyway, when we said that John Sinclair was doing 9.5 to 10, for having two joints, even Judge Hoffman's jaw dropped. And he stammered and stuttered stuff like, well, that wouldn't happen in this courtroom. Well, you can take your own choice on that one. But the fact is that I was asked by a television station tonight if I thought Michigan had made John Sinclair a martyr. And what I wanted to say was, Michigan didn't make John Sinclair anything. John Sinclair and his comrades in the collective and in the Rainbow Coalition Party made him and the rest of us what we are. But I did want to say that Michigan, by its treatment of John Sinclair and Pun Plamondon, has given itself an image to the rest of the country like Mississippi gave itself to the rest of the country in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. And it's up to the future of Michigan, which is here tonight, to cleanse that blot. Now, the third reason I'm here tonight is because it's part of the liberation struggle. A long time ago, Eugene Victor Debs, who went to jail for resisting World War I, said, as long as there is a working class, I am in it. As long as there is an oppressed class, I am of it. And as long as a single soul is in prison, I am not free. And this injustice that Michigan has foisted upon John Sinclair is not an abstract injustice. I remind you that he is in prison. And no society can call itself civilized or democratic or any other decent or humane thing when it has prisons like the prisons of America. All you have to do is think of Attica and think of George Jackson and the Soledad brothers and all the rest of the prisons to understand that. And John Sinclair is a key person in the liberation struggle, the struggle to liberate all the people from the overt and the covert prisons, from the prisons behind bars and outside bars. And we need John Sinclair out of prison, not only for his own sake, but to help in that struggle. John Sinclair has united rock and revolution. He's united opposition to political repression and to economic exploitation. He's united opposition to domestic oppression and foreign aggression. And we want John Sinclair out of prison. We want him out of prison to help us organize the music at San Diego. And we want him out of prison to organize the music at a lot of events like this one that will take place up and down the country between now and San Diego to get those other prisoners out of jail. Out of the jail of the factories that they're in, out of the jail of the money system, out of the jail of the foreign policy. Now, I'm just going to say one sentence about the war. I think Rennie indicated already that Nixon's program is not for winding down the war, but for winding down the anti-war movement. It's the most cynical appeal to us to say, it doesn't matter if there are more people being killed today than there were last month. It doesn't matter if there are more people killed last month than there were under Johnson, as long as they're Asians, as long as they're not Americans. But if you want a real clue to that kind of cynicism, I'll quote one of my political advisors, George Wallace. George Wallace came up with a shadow cabinet the other day, and who do you suppose his Secretary of State was? Ambassador William Porter, who is Nixon's ambassador to the Vietnamese peace talks. That tells you what's happening to the war and to the Nixon program. Now, one last point. I also came here tonight to hear John and Yoko. And so did a lot of other people. But I came here to hear John and Yoko sing a song to the liberation of John Sinclair and the other prisoners. We have the power, we have the strength. If, like the Vietnamese and the Cambodians and the Laotians, we do not allow the government, visible and invisible, to pacify us, if we do not allow them to convince us that we are weak and impotent and that nothing that we do will matter. Ever since 1964, the press, the Dove press, mind you, and the government have been saying that the war is ending and the anti-war movement is dead. But it has never been true, and it is not true today. The war will not go away by itself, and John Sinclair will not get free by himself. The welfare mothers, the prisoners, the people in the factories will not be freed by themselves, but they will be freed if you and I and a lot of the rest of us, if we take the message of John Sinclair, which is to unite revolutionary politics and rock, and to unite in what I called to Allen Ginsberg a while ago, unity, unity and solidarity. And Allen said to me, it's got to go beyond that, community. That's what we've got tonight, and that's what we'll carry out of here. Free John Sinclair, free all prisoners behind the walls and outside the walls. Power to the people, right on.
Dave Dellinger. I have two emergency announcements. Budo Emick, could you go to the first aid station right now? Within 1 month, got the highest rating an FM disc jockey ever got. Higher than any AM station, beat CKLW. The Jam Master Supreme. Reverend J.C. Jesse Crawford!
Oh, have mercy.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you all. We gotta wait for our drummer here. I'd like to introduce you to some friends of mine. Kicking it off on steel guitar, Mr. Bobby Blue Black. Will you please welcome Commander Cody and the Lost Planet
Folks, that was Bobby Black on the steel guitar. I'd like to feature Andy Stein on this little tune. One called Diggy Liggy Low. Here we go.
Diggy Liggy High and Diggy Liggy Low.
Yeah.
Asian dance. Feel the kids or grab the chance. Show your love with every glance. Diggy, diggy, line up, diggy, diggy, low. Everyone knew was a bow. Oh, no one else could ever show. So much love for diggy, diggy, low. Oh, oh, and it's time, yeah. Up a papa-in-law, moved out where the bayou flows. Time to study, diggy, diggy, low. Diggy, diggy, light up, diggy, diggy, low. Everyone knew it was a bow. No one else could ever show. So much love for diggy, diggy, low. Oh, oh.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Have mercy, have mercy. This on my own.
Something's buzzing.
The piano.
You want something?
Meanwhile, we're gonna do our first truck driving song of the evening. For all you truck drivers here. I took 3 pennies in my truck.
My truck won't start. I hauled my vehicle out of San Jose. I gotta be in Cincinnati. I'm gonna pull it over to my place. I can't waste no time. It's a song like real. So I jumped in my Jimmy and I popped a few little white pills. Well, here I sit, all alone with a broken heart. My truck won't start.
Stop that! Got the first heartbreak for the evening, folks.
Bottle of wine, some cigarettes. I got no place to go. Well, I saw your other man today. He was wearing my brand new shoes, and I'm down to see if it feels again. Well, I met my old friend Bob today. From up in Bowling Green, he has the prettiest little gal that I'd ever seen. But I couldn't hide my tears at all, 'cause she looked just like you. And I'm down to see them sing again. Everybody tells there's other ways to get high. They don't seem to understand. I'm too far from the rise. Now these lonely memories, they're all I can't lose. I'm down to
coming up now.
Okay, we're gonna boogaloo just a little bit here. Honey, you come a long way.
You come a long way.
cross out on your finger. You don't mean to tell me that you are married. What I mean to say, I guess, goodbye. Now you can tell your old man for me. I thank God he's a real lucky guy. You come a long way. Yeah, you come a long way, I sure am.
What you drinking, Bill?
Well, I'm drinking wine.
I'm drinking gin.
And I'm lost in the